the Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
You're listening to the Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Oh, I liked it. I liked the way you said it, but...
Did I do it again? No, I liked it.
We've done it now. Hey, welcome.
Welcome.
Travel.
Great to see you.
Travel this week.
You look great.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Thanks. You look fantastic, Tom.
Thanks a lot. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. Any change since last week?
Nope. I don't think so.
Condom update?
Three left.
Still three?
Yeah.
I've had a haircut since last week.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
What was that? Numbers or cut or scissors?
No, numbers.
Numbers?
Okay. Numbers, yeah.
Not on the top.
One into a two.
Yeah.
And a little trim on top.
One into a two?
Yeah.
I need to start doing that.
Blend.
I just say three.
Is that what you do?
Not
just
all over.
Three.
No, I get three on the back and sides.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just your standard scissor cut on the top. Just, it's really difficult when you've got headphones and a microphone not to start talking like Alan Partridge, isn't it?
Well,
I find that really difficult.
I think you've done fine.
Thanks
so far.
Well, you look really good. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thanks. Travel.
Travel.
That's this week's theme.
Yep.
How much travelling have you done, Tom? Have you done a gap? Because you're 19, you should be on a gap year now, shouldn't you?
This is my gap year.
This is your gap year.
This is what I've chosen to do.
Not to travel to, you know, Fiji or somewhere.
No,
Thailand.
I didn't take a gap year.
Despite your love of Thai food, which you discovered last week.
Listen to last week's podcast for that gossip. No, I didn't do a gap year. I've not done that much travelling.
Well, you'd be doing it now, wouldn't you? You're only 19.
Yeah. No, I didn't do a gap year. Did you do a gap year?
No.
No, but you've travelled.
Can't afford a gap year. I think it's quite a modern thing, isn't it? A gap
year. It is,
year.
Yeah. It is quite modern.
Didn't a gap year used to be people who didn't...
Work.
Get into uni.
Yeah.
I'm on a gap year.
That's called unemployment.
Yeah.
That's not called a gap year.
No.
A gap life.
I'd like to have had a gap year. I wish I had had one.
Where would you have gone?
Oh, I'd have tried to... I don't feel like I've seen... Well, I have now, but I didn't see enough of the world till I was about 30.
Yeah.
I wish I'd seen more of it, because it does make you a better person.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a brilliant thing, isn't it?
It's just time, isn't it?
Time and money, yeah.
And money. Yeah.
So where do you think you'd have gone if you were on your gap year now?
I'd like to go to Australia.
Would you?
Yeah. That would be good. I know some people who went to Australia.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that classic thing of going to, you know, Vietnam or going to build a school in Africa.
You would if you were in the 60s and American. Because the average age, I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah.
The average age
of the Vietnam War, yeah.
Of a soldier was 19.
That would have been me.
19. That would have been you, Tom.
Can you imagine?
So you would have gone Vietnam.
Back
whether
in
you liked it or not.
No. Maybe I could have been one of those conscientious objectors.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't...
Do you think you would have been?
No. There's no way I could get away with that with my dad.
Oh, really?
He was in the army.
Was he?
And he's quite... military.
Is he? How military?
He's just really into the military.
Loves it.
Yeah, loves it. He believes in national service and...
Does he?
Yeah.
Which side of the military does he like?
Can imagine what a disappointment I've been.
I know. Come and hear my jokes. Yeah, buddy. Come and look at my jokes, Dad. Dan a whoopsie. But my dad's in. He loves the army.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically been my upbringing.
Yeah.
But on a more positive note.
Yeah.
We've been to some good places.
Where have you been? Yeah, so are you a forces child?
Yeah, but not in an exciting way.
Oh.
Not like we haven't lived in,
Cyprus?
No, we lived in, like in Brixton.
Oh, right.
So.
What armies are based in Brixton?
Not the official army.
Oh.
No, you know, there's like barracks all over the place and you just get moved around. So there was like, there's big barracks in Aldershot and...
I've heard that rumour.
That is a true rumour.
Shrivenham?
Yeah.
Shrivenham?
Didn't live there, but there is one there.
Oh.
So you just move around a lot. You know, it's a difficult life.
Yeah.
It's amazing I've turned out so
You're pretty cool. Pretty cool sort of guy.
Pretty cool and successful.
But do you think that drive, that military drive has made you sort of get somewhere quickly?
He's quite a big believer that national service would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
In like the youth. nowadays. And sort of, you can sort of understand how that might, because it does give people like a sense of purpose.
Place and purpose, yeah.
And it like teaches you things and...
how to kill people.
Yeah.
Teaches you that.
Yeah, which is good.
Are you good at making a bed? That sort of thing. So you learn that sort of thing, don't you? On national service?
Yeah, I've not done national service. I should make that very clear. But can I make a bed well? Yes, I can.
Pretty good at it.
Pretty good. But it's just things like, you know, you see military things in dishwashers. Our dishwasher at home is like really regimented.
Is it?
All the forks have got to go west facing.
Is that?
It sounds mental, but that's sort of an army thing.
Instead of death to the west, it's
forks
to the west.
Forks to the west. Exactly. No, I don't. No.
So, where's your dad been?
Where's he been?
Yeah, has he travelled the world?
Yeah, he has. He's been in a lot of places. What, Australia we're talking about, New Zealand, Asia.
Yeah.
Never been to any...
On holidays or working?
No, I'm working. Yeah. I've never been to Asia. Really like to go to Asia. Never been to Australia.
Asia's the continent. So, it's not a big place.
Is it not a city?
It's not a town. I've not been Asia. We should go. They've got a nice Wetherspoons in Asia.
Going into a travel agent.
Curry night on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Curry club.
I like the sound of Asia.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Asia, please.
Yeah, just Asia.
Yeah.
No, I would like to go to Thailand. Everyone I know who's been to India.
Yeah.
They come back and they're like, what a life-changing experience that is.
Yeah.
And they look at anyone who's not been to India then becomes, guys, you haven't lived.
You've not seen
what I've seen. I've been to India.
Yeah.
Have you been to...
No. I was offered work in India.
Really?
Comedy, stand-up stuff.
Really?
In India, yeah.
And Are you a comedian?
Yeah. I could never go. And I slightly regret it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, 90% of people who did go and do those gigs... came back about 4 stone lighter in a week because everything had come out of their bottoms.
Well, that's what
you did, and then that went on for a few weeks, months afterwards.
Yeah,
so that sort of thing.
But if that opportunity had come to you at the right time, that would have been really helpful, wouldn't
it? Amazing. This is the thing.
Yeah,
I think you started comedy at the right time because you'll get to do all these travel-y things and brilliant stuff when it's going to be good for the rest of your life, you know. With me, it would be quite a lot of up sticks and up... I've been to Kazakhstan.
Have you?
Yeah, I went to Kazakhstan for work.
What, gigs and...
Gigs, yeah.
How was it?
It was great. It was really good. I mean, it's really developed.
Mm.
The cities are really developed.
Yeah.
And then you get out... Literally, it's like a line.
Yeah.
You get out of the city.
Yeah.
And it's just desert and camels.
Is it?
Yeah. And long pipelines to the next, long gas and pipelines to the next massive city. Yeah. Like literally the pipeline, you could follow it to the next city.
Wow.
So that's how they live off the amount of natural gas and everything they've got.
Wow.
But Kazakhstan, we ate horse.
Legally or?
Yeah, legally. Horse and vodka bar we went to.
Wow.
That was amazing, really.
Horse and vodka.
Yeah. It was great. It was a good night out. Because the
is
horse.
That what you were performing?
In Kazakhstan, the horse is everything because they're a mixture of. Mongolian and Chinese and Russian.
Yeah.
So they are mainly, the blokes are massive.
Really?
They're like the strongest, massivest blokes.
Yeah.
Who love horses. So the horse is like king. They eat it, they use it, they all see it going down the middle of the road, they'll travel around on it.
It's not like in India everything. With cows.
It's not sacred, no.
No.
It's just seen as, well, our thing. Our country will be based around the horse. But also because there's big pictures of the president everywhere, like massive, like in 1984 or something, like pictures of him everywhere, our blessed leader, our incredible leader. It's a mental place.
That's quite unnerving when there's lots of pictures of the leader around, isn't it?
Yes.
I always find that in pubs when how many Union Jacks before it becomes intimidating in a pub. One I think is all right.
Yeah.
You're proud to be from whatever, it's fine. But when there's like the whole wall is covered in Union Jacks, you think.
Yeah. Do you mean Union Jacks or George Crosses? Both, I suppose. You can.
I think I mean Union Jacks.
The full flag.
The full
Tom.
Shebang.
Yeah.
Mm.
Travel. What's your favourite flag? Now we're on flags. What's your favourite flag? I like Japan.
Yeah, I was going to say Japan. Yeah. My dad used to... I don't know if this is appropriate for a podcast.
Oh, we'll find out.
If you had a really hot curry, you would say, my arse looks like the flag of Japan.
Oh. That was his military joke.
That was his thing.
Which in the mess, that will have gone down.
Killed in the mess. He was very popular in the mess.
What sort of traveller are you? Have you ever seen the George Clooney film, Up in the Air, or... what's it called? Where he does a lot of flying.
No.
And he goes through and he's got his system.
Come Fly With Me, is it called?
Maybe. I don't know what it's called. I should have perhaps found out before I brought it up.
That would have been good. Yeah.
But he goes through... he's always on the plane. He's quickly through customs. He's quickly through everything. He's brilliant
at
it.
Are you like that?
I'm the opposite of that.
Are you?
I am I've always got my passport, but I've lost my boarding pass. I'm opening 8 zips in my bag. God. Where's that gone? I need that.
You're one of those really annoying people.
Yeah, like, I will hold you up if we are travelling.
That's unusual, because most of the time when you travel with comedians, they're really good at travelling.
Yeah, I thought I would be.
Like Ian Moore, we were talking to him.
Oh, he was amazing, wasn't he?
He's really good at travelling.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even see him in an airport.
No.
He's like mastered the art of airports.
In an airport, if we were travelling together... Yeah. Would you want to hang around with me and go around the duty frees and everything? Or would you want to just have some time on your own?
I'd just chill out in first class, probably, the lounge. You get a little lounge when you travel first.
Yeah.
And then I'll pop my head out and see if you're all right.
Yeah. Because I'd ditch you straight away.
Would you?
I'd go, I just got to do some stuff.
And then
I don't like being with people in an airport.
Off to boots.
Yeah, have a look around. Yeah, Dixon's travel.
The WH Smiths in airports is a nightmare, isn't it?
What's that?
The queue.
Oh,
the queue.
Got it sewn up, haven't they?
Oh.
Then they offer you four chewing gums.
And then you hear your name being called over the tannoy.
Never heard that. Have you ever missed a flight?
Almost. We were in Boots.
Yeah.
Buying, I don't know.
What were you buying?
Hemorrhoid cream or something.
In the bags under your eyes.
And then you get your name called over the tannoy and you've got to run to the gate.
I've never heard that.
It's a right palaver.
I missed a flight once and I was in Gatwick for 7 hours waiting for the next flight.
Really?
And
what did
I think
you do?
I was legally obliged to buy a Swatch watch and some sunglasses.
Yeah. I don't understand some things in TV. Who's buying TVs in duty free?
Because you can have that sent back, you see.
Can you?
It's cheaper.
That's just ruined that bit of banter.
Ruined that bit, mate. Ruined that bit of observation.
I won't do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just...
Well, are you a good flyer? Do you like flying?
No. Not really. I went to New York at Christmas.
Yeah.
To do some gigs.
Mm.
And it was amazing.
Someone's doing all right.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, proper good. Proper smashed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but the flight.
I heard that.
Did you?
No.
Yeah. Did you see me on Conan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Really. I've been asked back.
Yeah.
And
the flight?
No, the flight is just any. Because, you know, you're in like. When you fly in economy class, everything's just crammed in. And,
yeah.
Oh, it's miserable. And if you sit next to someone who's like a right idiot and.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the other thing. I'd really ask for if we were travelling together, I'd really ask for a
seat in between.
Seat somewhere else.
Do you think?
Away from you. Because I don't want to have to, like, chat.
No. Well, imagine this for 7 hours.
I know. I don't want to have to chat to you. I mean, I like doing this, but once we leave here, it's pretty much...
We don't talk when we leave this room, do we?
We save it up.
In-flight entertainment I get quite excited about.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Have you ever been on in-flight entertainment? Have you ever anything you've been in, like shows you've been
There's
in?
An episode on the train. You know, you got those you got those screens on the train now and again.
Yeah.
I think they've stopped doing it because it didn't work. Then there was an episode of a thing I did called Vexed.
Yeah.
And I played a druggie in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm appalling in it. Like, really bad.
I can't imagine you as
like,
a druggie.
Like, hey, man, like a real bad sort of really bad
racist?
Performance. No, not a racist, but really like really obvious performance I'm giving you. Like a sort of drugs sort of guy. I'm in it.
Check it out. Yeah,
and I'm bad in it. I'm bad in it.
Can you get that? Is that still
like,
available?
And I've got like a big, I don't even know, like a bong thing.
Oh,
and
God. Like, oh, Christ.
Yeah, I help you out with the... I'm really awful in it. And that's on a train. That's, is it? Yeah, that's on the train. The Great
Did you
Western
watch
train.
It when you went on it?
Yeah, I watched it because I thought, I wonder if it's my episode, and it was. And I was like, oh, no.
No, awful. I always think that the making it, like when you've made it, must be watching yourself on the in-flight entertainment and other people around go, is that...
Your DVD?
Is that Charlie Baker?
Is that Tom Lucy watching his own DVD?
Is he watching Vexed?
Is he watching his own DVD on the flight?
Well, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And then you laugh really loud, like you're just hysterically laughing.
I always cry at films on the plane.
Oh, but that just makes people nervous, doesn't
it? I think
the
altitude makes your emotions heightened.
I can relate, actually. I watched Marley and Me on a plane.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not watching that
Lost
film.
Lost it. Not watching that film. We had to emergency land in Barcelona.
Why?
Because I just lost,
lost it.
Yeah.
Just lost it.
Have you ever been on a plane where something really dramatic has happened?
No. And we flew back from New York once and it went up and down and
took off.
The hostess trolley.
flew up
and down, yeah.
That's amazing.
But they gave us all as much wine as we wanted.
That's
and stuff.
Like something from a cartoon.
Yeah, it
the
was like
the
it was
trolley
like
hits
that.
The ceiling.
It went up and down.
Did, and did the stewardess trip on a banana skin?
She gave me 3 bottles of wine and we just carried on with the... Because what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do, is there?
No. That's what's worrying about it, though, isn't it? There's nothing you can do.
We just have to get on with it.
Yeah. I quite like watching... the map. Did you do that? I know that makes me sound like a proper freak, but...
Not a freak, but
you're
I think there's other
the
things
map.
To do.
I like to know where I am.
Yeah.
I won't watch it for 7 hours. No. I'll dip into it. Dip in and out to see how far we've gone. Can you...
What holiday? You ever been on like a lad's holiday?
I've been to Amsterdam. Classic.
Yeah. What did you get up to on the lad's holiday?
What didn't we get up to? What did we get up to? Well, you know.
Amsterdam stuff. Yeah. And did you feel like you wanted to get involved? Because I've never been on one and it makes me
you
think...
You can come on our one.
I don't want to go on one.
Why not?
I'm pleased I've never been on one. It doesn't interest me.
No. I'm not a big, laddie guy, so...
No.
But
lads, lads, lads.
Lads, lads, lads. Why would you not want to go on one?
Well, it just doesn't interest me really.
Do you not like
think.
The idea of chlamydia?
No, I'd miss my family.
Don't go on one now. But when you
oh,
were
right.
young,
oh, when
you
I was younger. Yeah, I probably would have enjoyed it then.
Did you go on one when you were younger?
No.
Have you been to Amsterdam?
Yeah, I've been to Amsterdam, yeah.
Have you been to like one of those like Majorca or
no.
Shagalith?
Me and my wife, before we were married, when we just started to go, we had our first holiday together to Cyprus.
Yeah.
And it was disappointingly sort of 68 degrees or something, like not quite warm enough.
Was it?
So we did loads of stuff, like hired a Suzuki Vitara convertible, drove around Cyprus, iron up a switch, we had a gun pointed at us because we went up near Famagusta, which is the...
You had a gun pointed at you?
Yeah, by a security man.
Wow.
Because we went too close to the border.
To the border?
Yeah. Of the Famagusta in Cyprus, you know, that bit of no man's land in the middle.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's like a big bit of no man's land in the middle. So forgotten where they were told to leave.
Yeah.
And that's the bit between the two countries.
Like a barren, like a wasteland.
Well, yeah, but it's been left there. And like the car dealership there still has cars from the day that they had to all leave.
Really?
And like all the tables are still laid and that sort of stuff. It's meant to be amazing.
Like Middlesbrough or something like that.
Yeah.
This is like a time capsule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went there and because I can sing a bit, we used to go for free drinks. I'd go and do karaoke in the bar and they'd give us free drinks all night to get us to stay in
get
there.
Get you to leave.
If you leave, mate, you stop singing Tom Jones.
That sounds good, though.
That was a good holiday, and we skinny dipped. It was a really good holiday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a really good
you
holiday.
And
yeah,
farmer.
Me and Mrs. Baker. Yeah,
Mrs. Baker. Yeah, that's great.
So that was good. That was good.
Is that the best place you've been?
Cyprus? No. I didn't like that. Cyprus was all right.
What's the best place you've been?
For a holiday or for just
been?
Oh, New York, 100%.
Yeah,
it's the best place in the world. It's incredible.
Yeah. Why don't you live there?
I would like to for a bit.
Yeah.
I've got kids now, they're in school.
Oh, wait,
it's not like you can do.
You know what you should do?
What?
You should get like a like a lead on Broadway.
You think I'd like to?
I think that's you should do that.
Maybe one day.
Have you ever thought about it?
Well, you have to be the right thing.
You'd be amazing on Broadway.
Well,
you should start going for auditions.
Nah,
it's quite a way to go to New York for an audition, though, isn't it?
Yeah. But we went to see, what a brilliant
Baker
city.
In Into the Woods.
Yeah,
how good
like
that.
Yeah, branded stuff.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Get some merch.
Yeah, I'll put a word in.
No, I'd like to live in New York. Have you ever lived? I'd like to live. I've never lived abroad even.
No, I've never lived abroad. I've only lived in London and Guildford.
So I think we need to travel more, Tom. This podcast is telling me that we need to travel more.
Yeah.
You've got ages yet. You haven't got kids in school.
No, I know. You need to. When are you going to go?
This is the thing. I'm trapped.
Well, and when your kids
there's still time for you. There's still time for you, Tom.
When your kids leave home, then when they grow up, you'll have more time, won't you?
Yeah. That's the plan, I think. Retire when I'm 55, 60.
Wow.
And get a motorhome or something and travel around Europe. Rome's great.
Oh yeah,
go to Rome.
People
that's a
say
great
Rome
place.
Is really good.
Yeah.
Have you been to India?
We've discussed
this. Have you been?
No, I didn't go. Did I?
You didn't go.
I didn't go.
You need to go to India.
I'm not interested.
China?
I'm not interested. I'd fancy China. Yeah.
Japan.
Japan, I fancy very much.
That would be really good. Tokyo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tokyo. You're just saying places now, and I'm saying yeah.
Basingstoke.
I've been there. Gig
that's
there.
Really nice.
Gig there. We're going to speak to someone who's travelled a lot.
Yeah.
With work. And lives abroad now. He's your friend, isn't he? He's our friend, but you know him better than me.
Yeah, I'm better friends with him than you are.
Yeah.
He's more my friend than your friend.
Yeah.
I don't think he really likes you.
Oh.
But it'll be good to talk to him.
It's going
to
be an interesting interview now.
It's Kevin McCarthy.
Give him a ring.
All right, I will.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
Kev, how are you?
Yes, I'm very well, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for... where are you at the moment?
I'm sitting in what I like to call my office.
Oh, yeah.
Which also doubles as a second bedroom and my granddaughter's bedroom and a storage room for all things that we don't really need but haven't got the heart to get rid of.
Oh,
not your granddaughter, though.
No.
Perfect.
We've got rid of her.
Oh, and where is that? Because this is a podcast about travel this week, Kev.
Is it?
And I know you're a well. That's not quite.
Yeah. So we are talking. We are talking one of the destinations of the world.
Yeah. I was expecting you to say you were somewhere exotic around the world.
I thought you might be in Spain.
It doesn't come much more exotic than Bearsted. We've got a stream at the end of their road that quite often takes ocean-going liners.
I thought you might be in Spain, Kev. You're normally in Spain, aren't you?
No, I'm not there until next week.
Oh.
This is my week off from Spain. You've got to have a holiday and just enjoying yourself.
So we're talking about...
I'm sitting in Kent sticking pins in myself. Ready to go to Spain.
Do you like travelling, Kev? Because you live in Spain.
I love it.
Yeah.
I almost love it more than getting there.
Ooh.
I know
really?
It's an old cliche, but yes, I just love travelling.
What's your favourite mode of travel?
I don't really know. If there is a favourite, I love my motorhome. I've got a little old motorhome. I travel in that. But
yeah.
Any sort of travel. I love ships and planes and all sorts of trains.
Trains.
Yeah. However you get there, mate. Bicycles, I enjoy for the first 10 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then the nether regions start getting scuffed and I'd much rather be on something more comfortable.
You need some chamois cream. You need some chamois cream, they call it.
Yeah, I've heard of this chamois cream, but the only chamois I've ever had was for cleaning the windows on the car.
Well,
so I've tried putting that round me nether regions, and to be honest, there's more friction than when I started.
Well, but presumably when you go to Spain, you're not going by bicycle, are you?
No, I go by various methods, generally two methods. One is either flying.
Yeah, sure.
Two, getting in the motorhome, heading for Dover, getting the ferry across, not the Eurostar, because it's not possible to purchase a full English on the Eurostar. And then meander across Europe, heading in all sorts of different directions.
Yeah.
Not just because we like heading in different directions, but we've got a really cheap set now.
So your life is going to change dramatically if Britain leaves the EU, isn't it?
No, the EU will actually still be there. A lot of people seem to think they're going to tow it away.
Yeah.
But it will still be at the end of the ferry. It will still be at the end of the train. It relies heavily on us. We rely heavily on it. So I can't see much changing at all, man.
Tom, in a very amateur way, has just given away that we're not recording this the week it's going out.
No,
because this is going out next week after the EU referendum.
So shame about the result, isn't it?
delete to be applicable.
Right,
so you've gigged all over the world, Kev. Is that right?
I have gigged all over the world.
Where so
in some
India?
Very strange places. Uzbekistan is the weirdest one, I think.
Wow.
Uzbekistan. What's that like? Where's that? Where is that?
Uzbekistan is on the northern border of Afghanistan.
Wow.
And we actually flew to the northern border of Afghanistan, then wandered across the border, which I'll be honest, I never even knew I crossed. It did appear to be exactly the same field that we'd started off in. And I did a gig in a Swedish field hospital.
Yeah.
And then moseyed back again. And
wow.
Yeah, it was bloody cold, but it was an exciting gig.
What was the flight time to Uzbekistan?
The flight, well, I did it from Kandahar in Afghanistan.
Oh, so okay.
It was about 2 hours, but it was quite an exciting one because it went right over the Hindu Kush. So at 20,000 feet in the plane, and the mountains were only 1,000 feet below us.
The Hindu Kush, you sound like you're back on the cycling problem again.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, me Hindu Kush that was done no good by the Shamar level.
Have you done the gigs for like the troops in Afghanistan and those tours?
And the Taliban was good, but
good payers.
I blame the acoustics in the cage, to be perfectly honest. It was very boomy.
Bit boomy, bit echoey, was it?
I've heard that.
What's your top travel tip?
Top travel tip?
Yeah.
Get there.
Get there. 100%.
Get there. Yeah. There's always a method of getting there. Just get there.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about...
I'll tell you, actually, I have got a top travel tip.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, that's what I asked for. So, yeah.
Non-amusing. Yeah. This is the non-amusing top travel tip.
Well, that's been the rest of the podcast.
Always in your hand baggage, carry a fresh pair of dung hampers or pants to everybody else.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
A pair of socks and a T-shirt. Because at some stage in your travels, somebody is going to let you down.
Yeah.
Let you down?
You're going to end up stinking.
You want to look
always
nice.
Always good to have just those extra bits with you.
Pants, socks,
your
and a T-shirt.
Your baggage is going to go somewhere totally different to where you were envisioning it to be.
How often has that happened to you? How often have you delved into an emergency pair of underwear?
Well, I've delved into a few emergency pairs of underpants, but they weren't mine, to be honest. Anyway, the court case is still pending on that. It's happened to me 3 or 4 times. It used to happen. I did cruise ships as well as gigging, and they used to send me on some amazing voyages. I once had one down to Mallorca, which is a 1-hour, 40-minute flight from Gatwick.
Yeah.
But instead of sending me there direct, they sent me to Frankfurt to Munich, to Barcelona, Barcelona to Mallorca.
To Mallorca.
And my clothes ended up in Finland.
Wow.
Which is quite good. So somewhere in Finland, there's a tubby bloke with more underpants than he can handle.
Just quickly, what's your favourite place you've been to in the world?
Goodness me, that's a tough one because they're all
excluding
good
Maidstone.
Well, there you are. So you've blown it out of water now.
Gone out the window, isn't
it? I don't know. There's lots of places. I would have said there's Koh Samui before it. See, a lot of my travelling was done years ago before it all got totally commercialised.
Yeah.
And Koh Samui and Koh Samet in the Gulf of Siam were just amazing then, but I shouldn't imagine they're so special now.
Yeah.
Meru, that's a nice one. That's an uninhabited island in the Grenadines.
I did my Edinburgh show there. I did my Edinburgh show there. Oh no, so it felt like an uninhabited island. Sorry.
Yeah, that was nice. But you know, other places. My favourite city in the world is probably San Francisco.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's all sorts of places for all sorts of different reasons.
And you think travel's really important?
I think anybody that I have not forced my kids into doing it, but told them both that they've got to go, and thankfully they have. They've both been around the world, and I've been around it twice now, and I'm still not bored.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us, Kev.
You're more than welcome. Are you travelling somewhere, boys, or what?
Well, I mean, we're in London Bridge. It's quite exciting. Have you ever been to London Bridge?
I passed it last Friday.
Oh, it's a wonderful area.
Yeah, no, I went to see Coldplay on Thursday night.
Oh, how was it?
Me and my missus went down the river on a sightseeing boat.
Oh,
that seems the way to do it.
What a life you've got, Kev.
Perfect.
Oh, mate, a life on the ocean wave it was. I was even wearing a captain's hat, sat at the front of
the
boat.
You're living the dream, mate. You're living the dream.
Steering wheel. It was lovely. So cheers, enjoy London Bridge. The weather is now clearing there next week, apparently.
It is next week.
yes, you'll be having a lovely time with the rain what has already gone.
Brilliant, pal. Thanks a lot. Speak to you soon.
Bless you, boys. Yes, so, I look forward to bumping into you.
Yeah, cheers, Kev. Thanks a lot, mate. Take care.
Man.
Cheers.
Bye.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
That was Kev McCarthy.
He was great, wasn't he?
Oh, he's so good.
Sounds happy. I think as you get older, I think he's old. How old's Kev? Do we know? We didn't do our normal guess.
Late
50s, I'm going.
Yeah, I'd hate to get it wrong.
I know, but why though? This is the thing.
It's better to aim low.
He sounds, I think as he's got older, he sounds happy. He sounds very relaxed in himself.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because he's travelled so much. So he's seen everything. So he's not thinking, oh, there must be something else, because he's seen it all. So he's going, oh, well, I'm quite happy doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. I think that's what happens, isn't it?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
So you've got ages yet to go. So what have we... So travel. Travel. We need to travel more, Tom.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We've both been all over the UK.
Yeah.
You do that when gigging, but...
Yeah, but that's not...
The UK is depressingly similar.
Mm.
There's certain places that I think are really cool and different, but city centres are pretty much the same all over.
It's been sort of airbrushed out, so everything seems similar.
Yeah, the same shops,
same everything.
The middle of Birmingham is the same as the middle of Cardiff. Or,
yeah, that's a shame. So find the places that aren't like that. Shrewsbury, for instance.
Yeah.
Worcester.
Basingstoke.
I haven't been to Basingstoke.
Aldershot.
Not shopping. Aldershot. It's the thing, but you go to those places and then you go, oh gosh.
Framlingham.
But I don't think this is about travel, Tom. So let's...
Southwold.
Southwold's nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. So there's some places you can visit in the UK.
There's some places. Got any more? Woking.
Woking.
Not nice.
Exeter. Very nice.
Didcot.
There you go, Didcot. Bloody Didcot. Here's a little travel tip for you. If you go to Didcot, don't get a taxi. They are thieves. Absolute thieves. You can't put that out. No, that's not true. They're not thieves.
When you say thieves, do you mean actual thieves?
No, they're not thieves. They overcharge. It's £5 to leave the train station.
To leave the train station?
Yeah. In a taxi. Anyway, it's just a minor gripe.
I think you need to be... venting this opinion to the council rather than on the podcast.
And so that was travel.
Next week we're going to talk about
music.
bring the noise.
We'll get a cool guest on as usual.
Yeah,
but I think we've covered everything in travel, do you think, Tom?
Yeah, I think if there was anything any question you had about travel, they would have been answered in the last 30 minutes.
Been answered.
Have you listened to Odd Future?
No, bye.